Hello, welcome to the College Investor Audio Show. We are so glad that you stopped by today and joined us as we talk about something a little controversial on social media right now. We're getting this quite a bit. So, is your 401k actually a scam? You may have seen this pop up on your feed from time and again. We're going to talk about that. But first, I just want to remind you, you can go ahead and hit that subscribe button on the podcast. That way, you're just always up to date. You get notifications when we post new content. And we're always putting new stuff on the channel. You can also check out, we're all over social media, to try to answer some of these questions you might be seeing too in your feed. You can follow us and like us. Just search for The College Investor. We're probably there wherever you are. You can also check out thecollegeinvestor.com to dive into any of these topics really deep. All right, so let's get to it. Of course, when you think of the word financial scam, you might think of Bernie Madoff. Maybe you think of Nigerian princes. You ever got that email? Sam Bankman-Fried. Ugh. Or maybe even Theranos. But if you listen to enough financial experts, I got the audio air quotes going, on YouTube and TikTok, you might hear that the humble 401k is a scam. Okay, well, a 401k is a tax-advantaged retirement investment account offered by many employers. You probably know that. It's an account so basic that it may be a victim of its own success. Has the 401k scammed aspiring retirees out of their hard-earned money? We don't think so, but we're going to go ahead and explain why the account is being so harshly maligned. Those TikTok people, right? All right, so first of all, what's a 401k? So as we just talked about, it's a tax-advantaged retirement account that employers offer to employees. A lot of companies offer an employer match to employees who contribute to the 401k. Quick and easy example. A company may offer a 50% match on all contributions up to 6% of your salary. All right, so if you earn, say, 50 grand and you contribute 3,000 to your account, then the company will contribute 1,500 to the account. Makes sense. In a traditional 401k, the money you contribute is tax deferred. So that means you get a tax deduction for the money you put into the account today. The money will grow tax-free until you go to withdraw money during retirement. When you do withdraw the money, then you'll just pay the ordinary income tax rate on your withdrawals. More companies are starting to offer a Roth version of the 401k. So when you make Roth contributions, you pay taxes before you contribute to the account. No immediate tax break, but you never pay taxes on that money again. As an employee, you can contribute up to $23,000 to your 401k in 2024. Your employer can contribute up to $46,000 to your account, but it probably won't unless you're a very high earner or you're self-employed. The 401k is simply an account that holds money. But we will look at the reasons that influencers call it a scam. Let's take a look. So your money is locked away. When influencers start attacking the 401k, the first shot is predictably that the account locks away your money. Although this doesn't mean the 401k is a scam, this claim is true. A 401k is a retirement account. You will pay a 10% penalty on any money you withdraw from the account before age 59 and a half. It's not locked away. It just comes with a penalty if you withdraw early. That means when you withdraw money from your 401k, you're going to pay income tax. And that 10% penalty on every dollar you withdraw. A 401k isn't an emergency fund, all right? So it shouldn't be used as one. If you don't think that you can keep the money inside the account, you just shouldn't put it in there in the first place. Some companies allow you to take a loan against your 401k, but we do advise against doing that for several reasons. Your money won't be invested while you borrow against it, so you kind of lose time in the market. That's a big deal. On top of that, if you separate from your job, you will probably need to repay the loan within 90 days or sooner, or you'll pay the 10% withdrawal penalty. Not good. So for the sake of comparison, most people who harp on your money being locked away are selling something else, whole life insurance. You can't take money out of a whole life insurance policy. Instead, you will borrow against the policy and repay yourself over time. The money in the policy is nearly as locked up as the money in a 401k. The next thing these people like to say is the 401k fees will eat up your returns. Plenty of people who hate on 401k plans point to all the fees. This is one point that varies from plan to plan. Most large companies have low or no account management fees. There's a friend of mine, for instance, 401k account fee, $12 a year. $12! Additionally, investment fees inside 401k plans tend to be modest, like investment fees ranging from 0.1% to 0.3%. But those maxims won't always hold. Smaller companies or those with out-of-state 401k plans might have some higher fees. If the only investment options inside your company's 401k have investment fees of 1.5% to 2.5%, I've seen that before, then you might want to think twice before investing in that thing, at least beyond your company's match. Even with those high fees, though, you're going to want to invest enough to get your company's match, or you'll leave part of your compensation on the table, and you don't want to do that. The next thing we'll talk about is the 401k has terrible investment options. Investment options inside 401k plans vary greatly, but the vast majority offer low-cost index funds or a handful of actively managed mutual funds. Some companies allow you to invest in individual stocks, but that's kind of the exception rather than the rule. Unless you have a self-directed 401k, and you can find out more about those at thecollegeinvestor.com, your investment options will typically be quite limited. But that doesn't mean the investment options are bad. You can maintain a well-diversified investment portfolio using the stocks and bond funds that are available in most 401k plans. Most people who call a 401k a scam, they do that because they're selling you something else. They want to get you to invest in an esoteric or high-cost investment. They might encourage leverage, private REITs with high fees, high-frequency trading, or even whole life insurance. Many of these investments are actually good. You might even benefit from some exposure to real estate, precious metals, or other alternative investments, for sure. But you can get that exposure outside of your 401k. You might see higher returns by investing in alternative asset classes, but that doesn't detract from the value of stock and bond funds. Most 401k plans offer simple, tested investment options that can help the average person build wealth over time and become a millionaire pretty easily. Alternative investments, especially those that involve leverage or debt, are super risky, and they can erode your wealth just as easily as they could build it. Your 401k traps you in your job. Yeah, we've heard this a lot. Some companies have vesting schedules with their 401k. A vesting schedule just means that an employee must stick with the company for a certain time before they get to keep their employer's 401k contributions. A company can have a cliff vesting schedule where they require employees to wait up to 3 years before they take ownership of the company's 401k contributions. Companies can also have a graded vesting schedule where you take ownership of a portion of the company's contributions over up to 6 years. Now, the vesting rules may be an incentive to stick at a company longer than you otherwise would have, but they certainly don't trap you in your job. Any money that you contribute to a 401k is yours, and you can keep it when you move. When you do move jobs, you can either roll the money into your new 401k or roll it into an IRA. The next thing we'll tackle is you got to pay taxes on your 401k. So a traditional 401k contribution is a tax-deferred contribution. You're not going to pay any taxes when you put money in, and you won't pay taxes on your investments as they grow. However, you will pay taxes when you take the money out. The tax you pay will be at the ordinary income tax rate. Income tax rates are already higher than capital gains tax rates, and income tax rates may increase in the future. Of course, we know this. Government. When you take money out of your 401k in retirement, you might end up paying high taxes on those withdrawals. But given the historically low tax environment that we're currently in, you may want to consider a Roth 401k option if it's available to you. If you use a Roth 401k, you'll pay income tax on the money right now. The money will grow tax-free, and when you withdraw the money, you won't even have to pay taxes on those withdrawals. Look for that word Roth, any company you're at. But a lot of slippery salespeople will try to get you to buy whole life insurance just by saying it's more tax-efficient than a 401k. The value of cash value life insurance does indeed grow without taxation. What's more, if you cash out your life insurance policy, you will only pay capital gains taxes, not income taxes. However, you don't get a tax break when you put money into a whole life insurance policy. That means you pay income taxes before you pay for the life insurance, and you pay capital gains on the growth if you cash out the policy. Yeah, the tax question is complex. A fiduciary financial planner, and the key word there is fiduciary, a fiduciary financial planner, that means they look out for your interests above their own, could help you figure out whether to invest in a traditional or Roth 401k. Either way, a financial planner who is looking out for your best interest will rarely recommend a life insurance product instead of a 401k contribution. Maybe you do both. Maybe you do whole life and 401k or Roth IRA or whatever. But they don't do it instead of. See the difference? All right, so now let's ask the question, should you invest in a 401k? If your company offers a 401k match, please do this. Invest in your 401k at least up to the match. You don't want to leave that money on the table. That could easily be tens of thousands of dollars and compound interest you're leaving on the table. And then after that, follow the order of operations for saving for retirement, which you can find a link to that at thecollegeinvestor.com. Simple plan to become a millionaire. A 401k is not a scam. It's a tax loophole that you can use to your advantage. The 401k can help you invest your money in a tax-efficient way so you can grow wealth over the long term. That was longer than the average TikTok video, but I hope it was helpful and not just some scare tactic or whatever to get you to buy something else. We care about you, and we want you to win at money and accumulate wealth over time. And you can do that with a 401k and tons of other ways too. We have lots of other options for you at thecollegeinvestor.com. You can dive deeper into this topic and tons more. Also, follow us, ask us questions, comments, everything at The College Investor. Pretty much anywhere you are, we're going to be there too on social media. Thanks again for stopping by today, and we will talk to you again real soon.